Casting.
We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and our next guest is Tracy Geisler. She's the Executive Assistant to the President and Resource Development Coordinator here at Manhattan Area Technical College, and she joins us now on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really looking forward to learning more about the tech college here. I don't think I've got a chance to interview anyone there just yet.
Oh, so great. Well, we're excited about giving you some more information.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is, I guess, end of semester here.
Yes.
For the tech college. You guys recently had your commencement?
We did. We had our commencement on Saturday, and we had 58 graduates go through. Such of an exciting time. And one of the most exciting, as well as the 58 graduates, is that we had 10 graduate from the Adult Learning Center. And we just took that over in July from USD 383. And we've just been so excited about that program. And to see those students up there feeling so proud. We had them in their gowns and everything, and they walked the stage pretty nervous. But we just, you know, treated them like our own, and they were very at home and happy, and the families were excited to celebrate as well. And it was a great celebration. Lyle Butler was our speaker for our commencement, and it's a great celebration, and we're all just proud. Our MATC family is very proud of all those students.
All right, and tell me, just since I'm new to the community, maybe just kind of give me a little background on some of the different academic programs you have there.
Oh, we have so many programs, and one of the things we like to call is our hidden secret, actually, in Manhattan. But one of the things that that we focus on is we focus on, Brandon, the different things that the workforce needs in the community and in the region. And so our automotive technology, our automotive collision repair, electric power distribution program. Of course, our nursing program is amazing as well. Our business administration. We have our bioscience. And again, the Adult Learning Center. We have information network technology. We just have a lot of great programs. We have online programs as well. All of our programs are transferable. So we just have a lot of great things happening at MATC right now.
Excellent. And I understand recently, and I think I saw this a couple weeks ago, that there was a ribbon cutting for the tech college, and kind of explain what that entails.
Right. And, you know, we had a lot of questions like, why are you doing another ribbon cutting? Well, number one, we've just had a lot of great things happen in the last 3 or 4 years. As you know, we have our president, Jim Jeanette. And he just gives all of us a lot of great, authority to go to do what we need to do at the college and work well with the employers and put in the programs that's needed with the contributions from the community and grants and different resources. We were able to, like Westar and the substation, everybody's seen that substation out there. And during that, Westar donated scholarship money, and they helped us with the looks of the college, and we have our new MATC sign going in right now as well. So that was one of the ribbon cuttings that we did as well. Our Teaching Learning Center, which is huge, that's where our students go in there to do their testing. We have the free tutoring service that goes on there. We have a lot of mentoring that goes on there. We were able to renovate that with a grant, and it just looks great and wonderful. It's more homey for the students to go in and feel more at home and comfortable to be in a good setting. We had the science labs, of course, bioscience renovations, the information network technology, and of course, taking on the Adult Learning Center. So we had a lot of great new things that a lot of people did not realize. We had over 200 show up for the ribbon cutting. At the same time, Westar also had a dedication to the Bruce Peel. They dedicated the Westar and the substation in his name, in honor of him. He started our program back in 1971 at the Manhattan Area Technical College. Of course, then it was the VOTEC. And the electric power distribution, and his last graduating class, I believe, was in 93. So he was an amazing person in that program, and just kind of started a great program to keep going with a lot of great things happening there, and that relationship with Westar just continued to grow and has continued to grow and been great. So we had all the Peel family that showed up for that too. So it was a really great event.
Awesome. Well, a lot of good news there.
Yeah.
As far as the ribbon cuttings here, but I know you guys as a college here rely heavily on donations here. And
absolutely. So yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we're a nonprofit and we don't get a lot of funding people think that we get a lot of funding, but we don't get what a lot of people get on the state funding. And so therefore, we do rely on those resources, and the foundation we've been, it's been growing, and we're in the middle of campaign processes right now, and we've just been so grateful for the employers and everyone that really do realize what we need and the needs, and we have, with those renovations, you can see where we've been putting those resources as well, which is very important when you're doing a when you're working with a foundation, so people see what that's going towards and how it's growing. We turned over 100 students away. We're out of room, so we need that. You know, we've got the place. We just need those resources. We had a Dr. Ron and Barbara Price that just recently came out and visited with us and donated a smart car to our college, to our program, which is great for our students because it's something new for them to learn about. And they also are donating to the foundation, and we really appreciate that because it's something that they didn't really know a whole lot about us, and they were excited to learn new things. We have a lot of businesses that have just been amazing with helping out. And when we do the scholarships, we just had a scholarship reception as well, and we had over 21 scholarships for 2018. And we were over $20,000 that we were able to give in scholarships. And we work with the Greater Manhattan Foundation, and that, you know, with them, and a lot of the endowments stay there. And so it's been great. It's really grown a lot. I've been at the Tech College almost 12 years now, and it's great to see that growth.
Well, you said 21 scholarships?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. totaling over
$20,000? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you do the math there. That's about $1,000 a student.
It's been great. And they need, you know, I mean, everybody has those needs. And even if they don't, we have some merit scholarships as well that have been great to, you know, to recognize them with all their hard work. You see them there. Sometimes they're there before I get there in the morning and studying out in that commons area. So it's great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, And I know that, you know, maybe it's a little more affordable than an education at a higher institution, but that money goes a lot further.
Sure, too. Sure. And, I mean, obviously with the Tech College, you just have to come out sometime for a tour so you can learn more about it. But, you know, one thing is that you start right in with the hands-on training.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's so valuable here. Let's take a quick time out. We'll have some more with Tracy Geisler here at Manhattan Area Technical College. We'll come back in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.
Before we go to our timeout,
okay,
we have breaking news.
We do.
For those of you that are out now somewhere around the area searching for Jingle Bell Rock number 2, you may discontinue your search.
Oh, it's been found.
It has been found. It has been turned in. There are 3 happy gentlemen out in our lobby right now collecting their winnings and telling the stories of not just this search that has been successful, but other searches that they have participated in the past that were not.
Okay.
So the second G. Thomas Jewelers Manhattan Running Company Jingle Bell Rock has been found. Tracy, thanks for your patience in allowing us
to answer
this breaking information. I'm sure that there are many that are keenly interested in that.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price.